All right, Alexander, let's talk about Flynn again. And we have got the transcripts from the telephone call with then Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. And look, I'll just make it real simple. Alexander, Flynn was doing his job. He was concerned with Islamic terrorism. He was concerned with the vibe that I got from looking over the conversation. He was concerned with the way the Obama White House was arming to the teeth ISIS and all those Islamic terrorists in the Middle East. And he was actually talking to Russia about working together with Russia so that they could tackle Islamist radical Islam. And that was pretty much the whole story of it. So cooperation with Russia so that they could sort out the Middle East, probably so that they could sort out Syria. I don't think it's hidden that it's no surprise at all, actually, that Flynn was very outspoken against Obama's policy in Syria and the policy in the Middle East. So nothing of the conversation was a surprise whatsoever. And if anything, Flynn was doing a really good job with speaking with the ambassador. I mean, he was doing a great job trying to build bridges with Russia so that they could handle a much bigger and real problem.
Absolutely. I have to say, I mean, can I just say, first of all, say that the Democrats over the last week or so have been trying to make an issue around these transcripts. They've been complaining. Adam Schiff has been complaining, you know, that so has been saying that the, you know, that the Trump administration should publish these transcripts. There was this extraordinary confrontation between I can't never pronounce his name correctly, Eric Swalwell,
Let's
and
just say the guy that farted on TV.
that's right.
Say the guy that farted on TV.
And Grenell, who was, you know, for a time the director of national intelligence, the man who's released most of the most of the documents. Anyway, again, there was this big thing that, you know, Trump was trying to conceal these transcripts, and there was some terrible story here. Sure enough, the transcripts appeared just as we were told that they would appear. Of course, the Democrats who were complaining that they were being concealed have nothing much to say about them. And I have to say, I've read them. And as you say, my opinion of Flynn has actually grown. I was expecting, first of all, much longer transcripts. I should say there are two calls, one on the 29th of December, which is the one that the critical one, and one on the 31st of December. And they're fairly short. They're very clear. They are absolutely diplomacy of exactly the way that diplomacy should be conducted. There is nothing wrong in anything that Flynn says or does. You're quite right in saying that he is talking about working with the Russians together to stabilize the Middle East, but he is talking very much to Kislyak in a very straightforward way as an American official representing the United States, representing the president-elect, acting in the interests of the United States. He reminds at one point Kislyak that he, Flynn, is a soldier. In other words, somebody who is sworn an oath of loyalty to serve the United States and clearly takes that seriously. And as he says, he's a very, very practical man. He wants to work with the Russians together to defeat Islamist terrorism in the Middle East. He talks about the need for Russia and the US to work together to stabilize the Middle East. And on the famous subject of the sanctions, which are supposed to be the problem that we've been hearing so much about, all that happens is that he says to Kislyak, look, you know, we understand that you're mad with Obama and what Obama has done, you know, by imposing all these sanctions on you over the, as Flynn calls it, the cyber thing. In other words, the hacking of the alleged Russian hacking of the DNC. But what Flynn says is, look, you know, I understand you're mad with all of this, but please don't overreact. Keep your response symmetrical, because if you don't, we will have, as the Trump incoming administration, to respond also. We will see the situation escalate. And what we're trying to do together in the Middle East, to stabilize the Middle East, to fight terrorism there together, will become impossible. That's what Flynn says. So, I mean, it's perfectly sensible, proper diplomacy. There are other things that they discuss. Clearly, it's absolutely clear now, as you know, we'd worked out 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that Flynn and Kislyak were talking about Obama's attempt to get a resolution passed by the UN Security Council on the subject of Jerusalem, which the Israelis were unhappy about and which Donald Trump was unhappy about. But yeah, and there were discussions between Flynn and Kislyak about that. Perfectly appropriate discussions, by the way. No crime committed there. But overall, clearly, Flynn acting as a patriotic official of the United States government and of the future administration of the United States. There is this whole story we've been hearing that there was something terrible went on in these transcripts is bizarre. And nobody reading those transcripts can have believed for one microsecond that there was any collusion or anything inappropriate going on here.
No, I mean, you know, Obama has this reputation from the media. They give him this reputation that he was this loved figure around the world and he was this incredible diplomat. The truth of the matter is that Obama was an awful diplomat, absolutely awful diplomat. He was not very well liked, not liked at all in many, many countries, and many world leaders just hated dealing with him. Mm. And he wrecked so many critical and important relationships that the United States should have had with trusted, reliable, powerful partners, i.e. Russia being one of them. That's just one example. And to me, you know, reading through what Flynn was saying with Kislyak, was Flynn was just trying to begin. He was just getting to the beginning of repairing those relationships.
Absolutely.
For example, let me read you two very quick quotes from the call. Alexander, you can comment. And this comes from Technofog, the Twitter account of Technofog. And this quote from Flynn: Flynn was concerned about fighting a common enemy, radical Islamists. Flynn, we need to be very steady about what we're going to do because we have absolutely a common threat in the Middle East right now. He's speaking with Kislyak, Russia, a common threat in the Middle East right now. Very sensible. Then Flynn says, on the 23rd, Flynn relays his goals about the Russia-U.S. relationship. Flynn, quote, we will not achieve stability in the Middle East without working with each other against this radical Islamist crowd. Flynn was engaging in very level-headed, typical diplomacy and trying to repair a relationship that Obama absolutely wrecked. I mean, Obama was a train wreck for U.S.-Russia relationships. And he put sanctions, and he did that whole embassy thing, that consulate thing in Seattle, and he put sanctions on Russia over a fake, bogus hack.
Absolutely.
Not even a hack. It wasn't a hack, but I'll say the word hack. It wasn't even a hack. That's what Obama placed sanctions on, a lie, a freaking lie. That's how stupid and idiotic Barack Obama was.
I'm glad you brought this up because Obama was a terrible diplomat. Can I make this absolutely clear and clear to our viewers? I mean, this is a complete misperception and a complete inversion of reality. He had bad relations with Russia. He had bad relations with China. The Europeans didn't terribly like him either, by the way, despite what you hear. He got on with Angela Merkel, but none of the other European leaders felt close to him or felt that they could pick up the phone and speak to him. The Asian states didn't like him at all. He had a bad relationship with most of those. And I remember how he used to go to all these meetings, and he always used to go around, you know, very much in the attitude that, you know, I am the person who knows everything. I'm the cleverest man in the room. Everybody else around me, all the other world leaders, are idiots. I don't really want to be here because I don't want to waste time with them. And he never did diplomacy properly at all. What Flynn is doing in these calls is diplomacy. What he's doing is diplomacy. He's talking to the Russian ambassador to try and build bridges, find common grounds on certain issues which are of mutual interest, fighting Islamist terrorism being one of them. And let's be quite clear, the United States has an interest in defeating Islamist terrorism. The United States has an interest in stabilizing the Middle East. In the Middle East, Obama had wrecked relations with Israel. He'd made relations with Saudi Arabia very bad. People forget this too. Most of America's allies in the Middle East were very unhappy with Obama. Flynn was trying to repair the damage. And rather than get into a situation where the US was competing with Russia in the Middle East, he wanted to work with the Russians to help stabilize the Middle East in a way that was consistent with American national interest. Look what has happened as a result of the failure to build on what Flynn was trying to do. We now have a situation where, because that line that Flynn was trying to implement, which was the one Trump wanted to implement, has not been followed, Russian influence has increased, US influence has declined. If Flynn's policies had been followed, it would have been different. So, absolutely proper and appropriate diplomacy. Something Obama never did, something Obama was terrible at. Absolutely right, identifying a common enemy. I don't think anybody seriously questions that ISIS was a common enemy of all civilized, I use that word advisedly, civilized countries. And last but not least, look at this. Look at these conversations. Is Flynn talking like he's a Russian asset? Of course not. I mean, the Russians don't know what he's, you know, Kislyak is not addressing him as if he thinks that Flynn is some kind of Russian asset or spy. There's no collusion here. This is perfectly, as I said, proper diplomacy. Flynn is clearly acting as the president-elect's soon-to-be senior official, national security advisor, and as a patriot and a soldier serving the United States. I mean, actually, reading these transcripts, it makes you angry if you really take a step back and think about them, that this man's reputation was destroyed, was completely destroyed as part of some sordid political intrigue, because that's what it all was, within Washington, to try to derail the Trump presidency by making these conversations look like they were something, some sort of collusion between Flynn and the Russians, when in fact, all you have to do is glance through them and you realize that they were no such thing.
It makes me very angry, Alexander, because Flynn would have been, after reading these transcripts, Flynn would have been an excellent national security advisor. Yes. He would have put Trump's foreign policy from the get-go when he got into the White House on solid, proper footing, and the world would have been a better place, because let's be honest, Barack Obama set the Middle East on freaking fire. Libya, Syria, Iraq. Barack Obama was a plague on the Middle East, an absolute menace.
Absolutely.
To many innocent people that suffered under his presidency. Libya, Syria, Iraq, just to name a few.
Well, indeed. And what was Flynn trying to do? He was trying to douse those fires that Obama lit. Remember, ISIS emerged under Obama, not Trump. But, you know, we would have had
ISIS. He funded ISIS.
Well, indeed.
Why should we give him a pass? Why should we give Obama a pass?
We shouldn't. And can I just say on that, we have Secretary of State Kerry, for those who question this, actually caught on, you know, mic, telling people from Syria that, you know, that the United States was looking, the United States, he means the Obama administration, that, you know, they were hoping that, you know, the pressure from ISIS would force the Russians to get Assad to go or something of that kind. I mean, it was along those sort of lines. Actually, it wasn't quite that. It was that it would force Assad to decide to go because he'd be so scared of ISIS. And instead what happened was that Assad called in the Russians. So, you know, you want collusion between the Obama administration and ISIS? You have the evidence for it there. It's in that call. There is no collusion no evidence of collusion between the Russians and Flynn in this call. What you have, as you said, is a level-headed, patriotic soldier. He would have been, I agree with you, a good national security advisor on the strength of these calls. Getting rid of him was done in order to destabilize Donald Trump. It created a horrible political crisis. It trashed Flynn's reputation. When, as I said, on the strength of these calls, he's a he comes across as a decent, patriotic man. And it ended up with people like Mike Pompeo and John Bolton and people like that being getting the keys into the National Security Council and the State Department. And it's only now, finally, that Donald Trump seems to be getting on top of all of that. So, I mean, you know, this was a disaster from every conceivable point of view. And reading these transcripts, it makes you realize how it wasn't just a disaster. It was, well, a scandal and perhaps a crime, what was done. A crime to Flynn and a crime, ultimately, to the people of the United States.
Yeah, and it almost led us to a war between the United States and Russia over a lot of false flag attacks in Syria.
Well, indeed. I mean, again, if the Russians and the Americans had been working together in the Middle East, it would have been a completely different situation, completely different, and much better for the United States, far better for the people of the Middle East.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right. Alexander Mercurs, Editor-in-Chief of The Deran. Thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button. Hit that like. Share the channel with everybody you know. Go to PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Please donate to us there. Your help is very much appreciated. And also look for us on iTunes and SoundCloud. We post these videos in audio format on those platforms as well. And go to the Deran shop and pick up some merchandise. We've got t-shirts, we got polo shirts, and we've got magic mugs, which I am 100% certain Flynn drinks from our magic mugs, because after reading his transcripts, I could see that he was a wise guy, very wise man.
He was, absolutely, and of course, very familiar with the events of the Middle East and of the Russian military. And the mug I've chosen today has the badge of the Alpha Force, which is Russia's elite special forces unit, which is operated in the Middle East, by the way. And these are the people that Flynn wanted to work with and who are pretty effective, as, of course, the special forces of the United States are. As I understand it, the best special forces in the world are those of the United States and Russia. The British have the SAS, but it's the US and the Russians who are the best at that kind of thing. So these are the people who would have been brought together, and we have their badge, the Russians' badge, on our mugs. And they're the best tea, coffee mugs, or beer or champagne mugs in the world, as I have said many times. You can get find these mugs in our shop. I have had so many mugs in my time. These are the mugs which are the best by far. And as you rightly say, as Alex rightly says, I am sure Michael Flynn drinks from them, because he's a man of such wisdom and clear and integrity, by the way. I mean, that's the other thing that comes across to me from these transcripts, that a person like that must drink from mugs like these. So you can buy these amazing mugs in our shop, and you can also buy our amazing shirts in our shop, all of them 100% cotton. Beautifully made, the best t-shirts you can find, long sleeve like this one, the one I'm wearing now, short sleeved also. We also have V-neck shirts, and we have unequivocally and indisputably the best polo shirts in the world, the most comfortable, the most stylish, which you can wear at social occasions. You can wear them socially, or you can wear them on the beach, or when you're going hiking or with your dogs, as I do. And they are amazing shirts. They're absolutely, all of them, amazing shirts. We don't just have shirts and mugs in our shop. We also have hats, hoodies, and stickers. We have ebooks on subjects like Russiagate, Ukrainegate, Brexit, Epstein, and oil. And of course, we also have more things coming. I understand Alex is refreshing the shop, and you'll find all sorts of amazing things there coming too. So These amazing things are all there. You support the Durand by buying them. You are the proud owner and happy owner when you have them. The feedback we're getting from people who do buy our merchandise is absolutely stellar. So you can't be without these things. Come to our shop, support the Durand. Alex will tell you how.
Just go to thedurandshop.com. You'll find a link in the description box down below. Alexander Mercurius, thank you very much. Till next time, everybody, take care.